From Spark and Anvil and Mindforge, this is The Knowing Pair in Chapter 1 of the Mindforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini. 2.5. The Mindforge reflection room was quiet at sundown. Long, gentle beams of orange light slanted through the high windows, lighting up dust motes that danced like tiny, sleepy stars. One figure, inside, sat cross-legged on a floor cushion, watching the motes swirl. Inside's movements were small and slow, their gaze soft and curious. They didn't try to catch the dust, only to see it. Across the room, Settle was carefully polishing a set of smooth gray stones, arranging them in a neat line on a low wooden table. Settle's hands were steady and sure. Where Inside was all about watching, Settle was about doing, but never in a rush. The air was still and warm, filled with the comfortable silence of two friends working near each other. Suddenly, a faint shimmer appeared in the middle of the room. It was like a heat haze on a summer road. A low, electric hum followed, a sound that made your teeth feel fuzzy. Inside blinked slowly, turning their full attention to the shimmer. Settle paused their polishing, placed a stone down with a soft click, and watched Inside's face. The comfortable quiet had been replaced by something new, something jittery and uncertain.
Inside leaned forward, their expression open and curious. The shimmer grew more solid, taking on the vague shape of a glass jar filled with a vibrating, buzzing energy. The hum grew louder. It wasn't an angry sound, not yet, but it was restless. It was the sound of 100 tiny wings beating against glass. "I'm noticing something," Inside said, their voice barely a whisper. "It feels busy." Settle nodded from across the room, giving Inside space to continue. Settle didn't ask what was wrong or how to fix it. They just waited, listening. "It feels like a jar full of bees," Inside murmured, their eyes tracing the shape in the air. "They're all bumping into each other, bumping against the sides. They aren't trying to get out, I don't think. It's just a lot of movement in a small space. It feels tight and fizzy." Inside didn't flinch from the buzzing energy. They didn't call it bad or scary. They just described what they saw and what it felt like, giving it a name and a shape, a jar of bees, a tight, fizzy feeling. By naming it, the shimmering shape seemed to become a little clearer, a little less chaotic. It was still buzzing, but now it had a definition. It was a kind of thing, not an everything.
Settle took a slow, deep breath and let it out. "A jar of bees," Settle repeated, their voice calm and even. The words were not a question, but an acknowledgement. "I hear you. I see it too." The simple act of agreeing made the room feel a little steadier. Settle stood up, moving without any suddenness. "All right. A jar of bees. It's not trying to sting us. It's just buzzing." Settle walked over to the space where the shimmering jar hovered. They didn't try to touch it or shoo it away. Instead, they looked around the room, their practical gaze scanning the floor, the walls, the empty tables. They were looking for a solution, but not to get rid of the jar. They were looking for a place for it. "A jar needs a safe place to rest," Settle thoughtfully, "so it doesn't get knocked over. A place that's strong and steady, where it can just be." Settle's calm presence seemed to lower the hum in the air just a little. They weren't fighting the feeling. They were making a plan to care for it.
"What if we build a small, steady shelf for it, right here?" Settle suggested, gesturing to a clear space on the floor where a sunbeam had just faded, close to the ground, where it can't fall. Inside's eyes lit up with understanding. "A shelf with soft edges," Inside added, "so the glass doesn't feel like it's on something hard and sharp. It should feel held."
Working together, they began to gather materials from the room itself. Settle collected motes of solid, quiet thought. Inside gathered handfuls of the soft, gentle light that still lingered in the air. Settle shaped the thoughts into a low, sturdy platform. Inside wove the light into a cushion to place on top, a padding that glowed with a faint, warm orange. They didn't speak much. They just worked, one anticipating the other's needs. Settle would form a corner, and Inside would be there to soften its edge. Together, they built a small, simple, and deeply sturdy place. With a shared, careful movement, they guided the buzzing jar to rest upon the cushioned shelf. The glass settled into the soft light with a sigh. The buzzing continued, but it was contained, supported, and safe. The sun had now completely set, and the Mind Forge reflection room was filled with a gentle, silvery twilight. The only other light came from the soft glow of the cushion beneath the jar. The frantic buzzing from within had quieted, replaced by a low, contented hum. It was the sound of a hive at rest. Settle and Inside sat on the floor nearby, watching it. The tight, fizzy feeling in the room was gone, replaced by the familiar, comfortable peace. "See?" Settle said softly. "We didn't have to open the jar or let the bees out. We just had to give them a place to be." "And we noticed they were bees," Inside added, their voice full of quiet wonder. "Not monsters or a storm, just bees. Naming it helped." They sat in the calm that followed. They hadn't defeated the feeling. They hadn't chased it away. They had noticed it, named it, and built a place for it. They had made a place for the buzzing to exist without taking over the whole room. And in the quiet, they knew that was enough.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Knowing Pair. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.